BBC News with David Harper. US officials have acknowledged that one of their military aircraft has crashed in a Taliban-controlled area of central Afghanistan. They said they were believed to be fewer than 10 people on board. Auschwitz survivors have warned of the dangers of forgetting the lessons of Nazi horrors as they mark the 75th anniversary of the liberation by Soviet troops of the concentration camp. One survivor said minorities felt vulnerable again, urging people to stand up for human rights. Prosecutors in the United States say they have received no response to their request to interview Prince Andrew, the son of Queen Elizabeth, as part of their investigation into the deceased sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. 16 foreign ambassadors to Iraq have called on the Baghdad government to guarantee accountability for the more than 500 protesters killed and thousands more wounded since October. Violence has resumed in recent days. There have been tense scenes in Catalonia's regional parliament in Spain amid a row over the Catalan government head status as local legislator. The parliament has revoked Quim Torra's status as an elected MP. BBC News.